from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a Pleasantville man is charged with the murder of his girlfriend. The Atlantic County prosecutor says the 25-year-old victim was found unresponsive at a home on Edgewater Avenue early Monday morning. Investigators determined she died of blunt force injuries. Her live-in boyfriend, 26-year-old Boris Lanes Rosales, is charged with murder and evidence tampering. With a new law signed by Governor Murphy, job listings from most employers will now have to include a pay range. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association worked to tweak the proposal before it became law. Now it only applies to businesses with 10 or more workers, and penalties for violations have been reduced.
We do support transparency when it comes to the employment process.
The law takes effect next year on June 1st. The Supreme Court is discussing the FDA's action on flavored vapes.
The justices discussed on Monday whether the agency acted unfairly in its decision to stop two companies from marketing their e-cigarette products with flavors, including pink lemonade and creme brulee, that it saw as a risk to young people. The companies alleged the FDA changed the rules in the middle of its review on how their products would be evaluated. I'm Brian Shook.
Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms, looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, NJ1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Keep that heavy winter coat handy. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next storm system coming into view tomorrow night. It's not a major storm. By the numbers, total precipitation as high as a quarter inch. Total snowfall estimates have gone up a little bit. I'm thinking we could see an inch or two on the ground northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike corridor. For tonight, it'll stay quiet. Cold temperatures, mainly clear skies, lows in the 20s. And during the day tomorrow, it'll be fine. Increasing clouds, turning breezy, highs in the lower 40s. Our chance of snow and rain showers will ramp up tomorrow night, lasting through about mid-morning on Thursday. Again, watch for slippery spots there. And then Thursday doesn't really improve. Skies will clear, but it's going to be windy with falling temperatures, 40 in the morning, deep into the 30s by late Thursday afternoon. And on Friday, it'll be sunny and breezy, highs only in the mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Berkeley Heights, 41. Manalapan, 41. Salem, also 41. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. A power outage have you in the dark? W. Danley can help in an emergency. Get a Generac portable generator delivered and installed same day for only $999. Plus, no interest and no payments financing till 2025. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws,
honey,
escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.